This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's time for our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined live by WLVR's news director, Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad. Good morning.
Welcome to October, and that means municipal election campaigns are in full swing. I expect we'll be focusing on elections for much of the month. Let's start with dates and deadlines that voters need to know. I'll take the easiest one first. Election day itself, 4 weeks from Tuesday.
That's right. Election day is Tuesday, November 2nd. If you're looking to register to vote, the deadline for that is October 18th, so just a little more than 2 weeks away. Now, once you're registered to vote, you can also apply for a mail-in or absentee ballot, and the deadline for that is a little closer to Election Day, October 26th. And then all of those ballots can be returned by mail, and that has to those have to get in before the polls close on November 2nd, either to drop boxes or you can mail in those ballots. And of course, you can vote in person 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day.
And those mail-in and absentee ballots have to arrive by polls close on Election Day, not just be postmarked. A little footnote there. WLVR co-hosted with The Morning Call a debate yesterday between the candidates for Lehigh County Executive. The incumbent is Democrat Phillips Armstrong, his Republican challenger, Glenn Eckhart. You were moderator of the debate. Let's start with what exactly is at stake in the election.
Well, I think the place to start is, what does a county executive do? It's been interesting living here in the Lehigh Valley. This position is kind of a higher profile position than some of the other places I've lived in Pennsylvania. Basically, the county exec is the top administrator in the county. They work with all of, in Lehigh County, for instance, work with all of the county's townships. There's 25 boroughs, cities. Allentown is a big one, Bethlehem. They work on policies. They're a liaison with state and federal government, advocating for funding for the region. Also, this person works on a county budget and can approve or veto ordinances and resolutions.
So it's a vital and influential position. What were the highlights of yesterday's debate?
Well, Brad, as you can imagine, some of the big topics of the night are some of the big topics that we're covering every week and talking about every week on What You Need to Know. COVID-19, vaccines and vaccine mandates, election security, and the response to climate-related weather emergencies. And there were some real big differences between the candidates on those topics. For instance, on vaccines.
Yeah, I heard the candidates getting pretty strident there. Did Eckhart say he's relying on vitamins and sort of generalized healthiness to protect him from COVID?
He did. In fact, he said that he is getting more sleep, he has lost weight, and he's taking elderberry. He is not vaccinated. And in fact, that is why when we held the debate last night, the candidates were remote, because we have a policy at the station that you have to be vaccinated to come in person. And his opponent, Phil Armstrong, really gave him a lot of business about that. One of the questions that came up around this was, how does a leader advocate for, county workers, people who are working with high-risk groups like at the Cedarbrook Nursing Home, to get vaccinated if they're not vaccinated themselves? You know, Phil Armstrong really pressed that point hard. Glenn Eckhart said, hey, it's not the government's job to tell me whether or not I should get a shot.
Well, let's use our last minute to look forward at a little bit of the election coverage that's coming ahead for our audience.
There's some pretty interesting races coming up in this election. It's not a national election, so there's no president on the ticket this time. But we've got mayoral races in Allentown and Bethlehem. And in fact, we've got two more debates coming up on WLVR and PBS 39. That's 2 weeks from yesterday, October 14th, is the Allentown mayoral debate. And on October 28th, the Bethlehem mayoral debate. We're also looking at a really controversial race for county executive again in Northampton County. Their incumbent, Lamont McClure, is actually refusing to debate his Republican challenger, Steve Lynch, because he's called him a domestic terrorist. That's in the wake of Lynch's threats to bring 20 strong men to a local school board meeting over masking.
We'll also be looking at the pressures on school board candidates, I know, in the light of the pandemic and the hotly debated mask mandate. Jen, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.